out to the people who need to record.
No, we have no official titles. I even tried to quit Anonymous a couple months ago, but that didn't work. I'm someone who's worked with Anonymous for a year and have often talked to the press about their work, and it's obvious that I'm. If you want.
What?
Oh, you can just call me, a anonymous participant. Is fine.
Okay. A famous one.
Okay, yes. Whatever word you want to use, as long as it's nothing official.
So first of all, we all heard about what happened to the IDF in the Mossad website. The question is, the Israeli government said that it has nothing to do with all the anonymous threats. And, but what we all saw today in the DDoS attacks, attacks at anonymous... Just a second, Barrett, we have a technical problem. Okay, so basically, Barrett, there are two versions here, and what we as journalists here in Israel are asking is, we have a feeling that the government is lying to us because it seems to us like a hacker's work.
Oh yes, the government is claiming that the sites are not down because of an attack.
Yeah, they're saying that it's down because of a malfunction of their software
or
services.
Yeah, that's absolutely absurd. Even very rarely do the dictatorships we deal with try to pretend that's the case. These people within Anonymous who are doing this particular operation, they put out a press release before doing it, saying they would do it. Now it's done, and now the government is saying it's a maintenance problem. You can draw your own conclusions about that. It's not hard at all for Anonymous to carry off a DDoS attack, even one capable of taking down several government websites at once. It's been done a number of times before, so this is quite obviously a result of that attack.
So tell me, as a person who is working closely with hackers from Anonymous, and you are probably a hacker that knows how to deal with this kind of attacks, this looks like a job made by Anonymous, right? It's not, a mere fantasy of some people and a weird coincidence that the Israeli government is trying to portray.
Right. Absolutely. If a threat comes out about an attack, a specific attack done in a certain way, that's a way that's often perpetrated by a certain group, then that attack occurs a few hours later, and it's very safe to say, and if for some reason Mossad really believes that it's a coincidence, then Mossad's going to need some new personnel, I suppose. But obviously Mossad knows exactly what's going on. And from the Israeli government standpoint, it's just not wise of them to lie about it. It just makes them look weak to do so. They should say, look, they have we have some websites being attacked by some people who are mad at us right now, and we're working on it. That's what everyone else says. You know, they should be making their case back against Anonymous on their behalf. They should be defending Israel, not lying about something that's very obvious.
And tell me, is it some sort of an embarrassment to the Israeli government? Because, you know, I talked to an Israeli official, and he said, you know what, even if it is an attack, you know, it's not too bad because, you know, it's only a website, and DDoS attacks are not a security threat to the state of Israel. But, you know, it seems to us, you know, as spectators from the side, that, you know, it is a big deal. You know, there's a certain group of hackers who are able to bring to a collapse, you know, official government websites.
Yeah, I mean, even the DDoS attacks, obviously, they're usually just symbolic. Depending on what site they hit, it can cause problems for any institution, including a government. And more importantly, they tend to either serve as a warning for continued and different activity to come, or by virtue of being just simply being done, they cause another reaction. They might cause more scrutiny to whatever particular issue, in this case the Gaza situation, that they want to bring scrutiny to, and that it's usually successful in that. So in terms of public relations, which is obviously a great concern of Israel, even a national security concern, that's already a problem for them. It's already a victory for the Anons who are doing this by virtue of bringing attention again back to the Gaza situation. And again, a DDoS attack that's going to signal, it's going to bring attention from other Anons who are doing something else to Israel. And of course, there's obviously, just like there is anywhere else, there's some very, very strong anti-Likud sentiments within Anonymous. And in so much as, so long as Likud is dictating the foreign and domestic policy of Israel, there's always going to be that risk of these groups coming after them, coming after the government itself. Now, so in this situation, the better decision of the Israeli government would be to acknowledge what's going on. Having said that, there's very little they can do if more Anons decide to pursue this in different ways beyond DDoS attacks. Now, what would be the worst thing for Israel right now is for any particular incident, like any incidents, particularly regarding Palestinians, that might bring even more traditional media attention to it right now, because right now that would make it much more likely that Anonymous and other forces start targeting certain groups, such as Likud in particular, on a much larger scale.
So, what do you hear regarding, you know, the activities of certain Anon members? And also, you know, we've heard here in Israel that right now there is a great anti-Israeli sentiment within certain Anonymous groups who are related, you know, to pro-Palestinian groups and also to Turkish hackers and so on. And I also talked to a Muslim hacker, and he said that he is part of these kind of activities.
Well, there's, first of all, regarding it, there's one dangerous situation that's dangerous for Anonymous as well as Israel and the world, which is that if there were to be some sort of even practical alliance between Anonymous and between some of the more extreme anti-Israeli activists out there, including hackers. So that's something that hopefully will not come to pass. We want to ensure, I mean, obviously no one can speak for Anonymous, but I can tell you that Israeli sentiment isn't really, anti-Israeli sentiment as such is not that strong in Anonymous. Occasionally you'll hear someone who will bring up, you know, Israeli policy and be angry about it, but that's doesn't happen that often. There's just so many other issues. But those within Anonymous who are doing this, and I'm not sure where they're based at. There are several venues of operation, several IRC channels, and I haven't seen any. There's no channel set up for this. This is being done, and past is actions against Israel by Anonymous. There's some minor things that have been done in the last year that I'm aware of. Have generally been done without the rest of us knowing. Those of us who operate in the major IRC venues from which Anonymous operates. So I really don't have much insight into exactly what's going to happen next with them and where they might be from exactly and all that. But again, this I'm sorry, you had another question, I think, attached to that?
Yeah, no, I said that, you know, but it seems to me that, you know, there aren't only, you know, it's not a mere publicity stunt, because, you know, there are a of serious hackers, you know, if they are able to conduct this kind of operation. So they mean business, they are serious.
Yes, I mean, and what I think the most, here's the outcome that, I mean, frankly, I would not oppose, but that from the standpoint of like the Likud party, for instance, would be the worst case scenario, which is that one of these more usual things happens, which is that skilled hackers manage to obtain internal emails from, say, IDF forces, particularly relating to the occupation, relating to Gaza in particular, or any kind of human rights situation. I mean,
Do you think that this is the next step?
I'm saying that could be. That often is. I mean, that would be often what they were going for if they were to hack. You know, I mean, if they actually managed to infiltrate or compromise a server of the Israeli government, the most useful thing they'd be able to obtain would be internal emails. You know, in which they could obtain like tens of thousands at a time once in there. This is something that's happened.
Just a second. This is important because you're saying that right now a DDoS attack.
No. The DDoS attack does not facilitate that at all. That's separate. What I'm saying is that if they do keep proceeding, and then if others get involved who have the right skills, then that would be the worst case scenario from the standpoint of the current government. It would be the best case scenario from the standpoint of information transparency and from anonymous, assuming the information obtained is released in a responsible manner. But so that would be something that would not only would it be a disaster for the Israeli government, but it would predicate a long period of media coverage and further examination that would again damage Likud policy, if that were to happen. Which again we have no way of knowing.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Tell me. You know, I have a personal question. Why aren't you with a mask? And you know, I know that you're a spokesperson. And
well, I joined. I got involved in Anonymous after I'd already been running my own group called Project PM that I had started, and I was also a journalist for a number of years. And so when I got involved when the Tunisia operations began, and during which I was able to use my media outlets and contacts and all that to help bring attention to it, since at this early point no one was paying attention to Tunisia. We needed the Tunisian people to know that people were watching them. So it was more important for me to, you know, I don't give a shit about the mask rules and all that. That's something that grew accidentally in a different era, you know, that's why. But I run my own group, Project PM, and you know, I'm a dictator of that group. So I don't really, if I don't follow the rules of the U.S. government, I'm obviously not going to follow the rules of Anonymous.
Okay, great, very, pleasure talking to you. And you know, keep in touch. You know, if you have like news regarding, you know, these kind of activities or also related to Israel, you know, stuff that I can be interested in.
Certainly.
That'd be great. We have a show called Tzinor Laila, a night tube, you can call it. It deals with phenomena on the internet, on the web, and so on. It's very popular here in Israel. It's very also anti-establishment.
Okay, yeah. No, I'd be happy to. Yeah, I'll let you know if I hear anything of particular interest, and if you need to have me on at short notice, just let me know.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.